Welcome to the Brave Plug Podcast, Season 2, Episode 9, with Kenley and Millie.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Brave Plug Podcast, a time where we share testimonies and stories with some of our very special ladies here at Silo, and we also dig deep and talk about very special topics. Today, I am so excited to introduce Worshipping as a Lifestyle with my co-host, Teslin. Tess, yeah. How are you doing?
All good. Excited to be co-hosting with you.
Of course. And we are joined by two very special ladies, voices that are not unheard of.
Uh-huh.
We see them every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
We hear them every Sunday. And we are so excited that they are joining us. Let's welcome Kenley and Millie to the studio today. How are you guys feeling?
Wow, I'm good.
We're good. Thank you very much for having us.
Can we get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
There we go.
Amen, amen. Awesome, guys. Like I said, we are so excited to be joining this platform with you guys. And I think the topic is one that's relevant, one that's exciting. Hallelujah, indeed.
Amen.
And I think before we kick it off, let's start by defining, Kenley, if you could define what is worship. And what does it mean to you?
Right. So worship for me is really a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It shapes my thoughts, my words, as well as my actions, helping me reflect His love and character to the world around me. I am a worship leader at Silem, and I've been with Silem for plus minus 12 years now.
Sure. Okay.
And worship for me is not just singing another song on a Sunday, but it's more of surrendering to God and allowing love and gratitude to flow through every aspect of my being. It's also a personal journey for me, and it is a heartfelt response of beauty and mercy and redemption that I've experienced as a young Christian. That is purely what worship is for me. And it's also my way of acknowledging the goodness and the mercy and the faithfulness of God in my life. That is worship.
Amen. Awesome.
Described.
Millie, if you want to touch on maybe what is praise?
Praise for me. I also just want to just add on to what Kenley has just mentioned about worship. You know, for me, you know, worship is a monologue, you know, where you're having a conversation with the Holy Spirit, because sometimes you need to hear what the Holy Spirit says to you. So, you know, it goes deep again. You know, worship can mean a lot of things. You know, worship, you know, it's when you're vulnerable in the presence of God. Again, worship is when you, you know, die to self and forget about who you are, like, you know, forgetting about what you're going through and, you know, caring about the next person. So for me, you know, just to add on to what Kenley was saying, you know, what worship is, going into praise, you know, praise for me, you know, it's an adoration, you know, expressing yourself. It's how you, you know, promote yourself and advertise what God has done in your life and what God is about to do in your life. And, you know, you shouldn't be shy to praise, and you know, because you praise your way out, you know, your circumstances, you praise your way out, you know, you praise your way through to your breakthrough as well. So that's why it's, you know, it's two different things, worship and praise. So you praise when you praise, and you go into worship, and you know, when you go into worship, then you get to then, you know, communicate to your Father, you know, who gets to listen to you, who gets to, you know, also, you know, commune with you and give you, you know, the grace and the presence of God, you know, that needs to, how can I say it? You know, it's just when you're connecting with your Holy Spirit, you connect with Him. So it's a very, for me, it's a, you know, I'm very passionate about it. It's very close to my heart. That's what I would define both praise and worship.
Awesome. Wow. I think you put it so aptly, right? That there is a distinct difference between the two. And you guys gave such a beautiful differentiation. But I think, Auntie Millie, if you can just go deeper, because, I mean, I see you on stage every Sunday.
Passionate indeed.
You are passionate. You are there. You are praising. You are worshiping. So can you maybe just go a little bit deeper and maybe just talk about how everyday tasks can be acts of worship for us?
It's how, for me, it is, you know, what you, like, you know, how you contribute to other people, you know, encouraging people, you know. It's not, you know, we must understand that, you know, it's not about us. You know, we are carrying what God has given inside of us, you know, the presence that we are carrying, the power that we are carrying, you know, the anointing that we are carrying is not for us. It's for other people. So you put yourself aside and you focus on other people. So for me, you know, being there for the community, praying for other people, you know, caring, supporting one another, you know, the word of God even says, you know, when one or two stands together, whatever they agree, you know, you know, whatever they ask, you know, shall be given to them. So for me, that is... answering your question to say, you know, what do you, sorry, if you, if I can rather.
The axe.
The axe. Yes. Going back to that, apologies about it. Yeah.
No, awesome. Kenley, my question to you is obviously every Sunday you guys are tasked with one of the biggest tasks during the service. So how do you guys really create that atmosphere, that worshiping and praising atmosphere? Is it through prayer? Maybe reflection, yeah, if you just want to
Okay, so I personally believe how to create a worshipful atmosphere should be based on prayer. The foundation should always be prayer. We don't just come and, you know, use our voices and the talents that God has given us and just sing, but you should start from home, where you're in your prayer closet, praying and creating that environment, allowing the Holy Spirit to obviously speak to you. For me, it is also important for me to make it a priority, you know, to start my day off with prayer. Whether you are driving to work, praying, doing your makeup, whenever you have that time, that moment, you know, just make prayer your foundation and let the Holy Spirit lead you in worship. That for me is creating a worshipful atmosphere.
Again, just to add what Kenley's saying, you know, it is also important, you know, because we come in here, we come in to usher the people, you know, to the presence of God. We always have to prepare, you know, in your altar, as you said, you know, in your closet, you know, you prepare yourself, you know, because you come in to stand in front of people, you come in to usher them, you come in to worship, because when you worship, people worship, you know, when you worship, people get healing from your worship. You might not That's be even true. Aware that, you know, by you raising a hallelujah, by you praising, you know, people, you know, are getting healed through that. Yeah. So it is important, you know, for us when we come here that we don't take it for granted, you know, we don't take it like, you know, for like lightly, you know, we're coming here, we're coming to make sure that people are not going back home the way they came in.
I love that.
I think that is that's so important, right? You guys set the stage, you set the tone for a Sunday service. But I want to go a little bit deeper because, you know, in this podcast, we're not just about a Sunday.
We want the real
Monday to Sunday.
Yes.
So if you guys can just share like your version or your take on how we can worship, like give an act of worship in our relationships, you know, be it through maybe forgiveness, reconciliation. How can we incorporate worship into every season and stage in our lives?
Want to take that one?
Okay, I think we'll co-partner in that. For me, it's more about serving one another with love. When you love the way God has loves the church. You know, having patience with one another as well. And yeah, that's basically my take on it.
I think also it starts from home, you know, how you serve, you know, when you're married, you start with your husband, you know, your children, you know, your siblings, your entire family. Then, you know, it's easy then to feed outside, you know. So for me, it's all about that. And also in the company that you work in, you know, because God puts us in companies, you know, for a purpose. We might think, you know, I'm here to work. I'm here to, you know, to be this MD. But then God is trusting you for someone else's life right there. So for me, it is all about that.
That's awesome. And I think you guys have touched on it, but maybe if you want to mention your favorite song at the moment, maybe favorite artist and why. Why has there been a personal experience linked to that song? It doesn't even have to be in this moment. It could be something that, you know, led to a personal experience.
Okay, for me personally, my favorite artist currently, not even currently, there's always been CC Winans, and there's a backstory to that.
I hope you went for a concert.
There definitely is a backstory to that. Yes. So growing up, we grew up in Reiger Park, and our next door neighbor was a lady called Listener, was her name. And every morning she would wake up and she would sing that song of CC Winans. Yes. It wasn't easy. And I would join her, you know, and she'd be like, come sing for me, encouraging me to sing. This, it wasn't easy. As little as I was like, it wasn't easy, but it was worth it, you know. And whatever, I've connected with CC Winans so much because when she sings, her the words of her songs relate so much to scripture.
Yes.
And that for me has captured me. And ever since then, I really just have drawn so close to CC Winans' songs and her as a person. That for me,
awesome.
In a nutshell, that's my favorite.
Did you go for a concert?
Unfortunately not. My sister did video call me and I was there.
She's a real one for that. She's a real one for that. What about you, Belly?
I also love CC Winans. You know, there's I've been a lot of, you know, been through a lot of, you know, trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his songs carried me throughout. You know, I've seen the goodness of God, you know, all around my life. And, he's been such a faithful God. So, you know, his songs, you know, carried me out. And also, you know, carried me out so I can be also be a blessing to other people as well, you know. You know, forgetting that, you know, I'm going through, you know, circumstances and, you know, and challenges, but in focusing more on other people as well. So his songs for me, like, you know, have built me and, you know, and gave me a strong character to be the person that I am today. So I'm still seeing the goodness of God till today. You know, I'm seeing it in my marriage. I'm seeing it in my family. I'm seeing it in my children. You know, I'm seeing where I work as well, you know, so I'm seeing it everywhere. And, God is faithful.
Well, yeah, thank you, ladies. I think you guys have made it quite clear that, you know, worshiping should be a lifestyle. It shouldn't just be a thing of, you know, we come in on a Sunday, we worship, we get excited with you, Mali, Kendi, you know, and it shouldn't just be like that. It should be a lifestyle. I mean, I'm sure you do the same. Like you said, on the way to work, that's my time. It's gospel all the way. It's my time. It's prayer time. It's worshiping time. And we should set our mornings and every day like that. It shouldn't, like I said, just be on a sign. So thank you for reminding us and for reminding our viewers. And thank you for being on the show with us. We really appreciate it. Until next time.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Thank you.